Yeah, the phone system we're going to, we had before when it was under a different company. The company that has it now bought it and totally revamped it and made it better, brought it up to, you know, 2024 standards and looks and back-end stuff. A lot of it looked familiar to me anyway, so a lot of the programming in the back, dealing with some of that stuff. So the good thing is they stage it before they ship it, so basically it's just plug and play, configure a few things on the back end, more of the SIP stuff that I got to configure that comes in from IP Flex. But that's pretty easy. It's all remote. I don't have to go to Lansing to do it, so it's a good thing.
That's good. Yeah, that's a similar reason why we're doing what we're doing, aside from blatant outages. But, you know, we don't even have the ability to AD sync or anything like that, so it's all manual, no security groups, manual extension assignments, and it's a nightmare. So we're very happy to see this going by the wayside, and we're switching to Amazon AWS Connect, so hopefully things are a little bit more smooth. Management's going to be a whole heck of a lot easier because it all integrates with Active Directory and SSO, so